Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good morning, good evening, wherever you are over the world. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are now in the age of Aquarius. And this next week promises to be very interesting. As a matter of fact, I'm calling it the week of the grouchies, because so much is going to make us feel very challenged. And I'm going to go through everything for you tonight. I have quite a lot of detail. So, Pluto has finally moved into Aquarius for the next 20 years. 2024 has some very strong energy, and it will be shifting in many different ways throughout the year. Remember that Mars is still out of bounds and is operating in a more unpredictable, extreme, and powerful way. It will stay out of bounds until this Tuesday, January 23rd. Mars is a war planet, and the drums are beating across the world as we witness the horrors of war. Although it's very difficult to get aid and supplies into the war zones, it's important for us to stay at peace and to work energetically to help the people on the ground. You just have to get a small group of people meditating together, and this can bring a huge amount of light into the troubled areas. It has been proven to be very, very effective. We have some powerful action happening with Uranus in Taurus and Pluto in Aquarius at this time, because that sets up a square. Although this is a collective shift, it's for everybody, it can also be felt by the individual. And these shifts will be life-changing. The outer planets have a longer rotation cycle. Uranus rotates 84 years, and Pluto is 240 years. And when they hit, it's much more powerful than the inner planets. Most of us will have powerful life changes in 2024. Make no mistake about it, everybody's going to have change. 2024 will bring in quantum leap shifts, not gradual. It's absolutely not going to be the same old, like we've had for the first part of these 20s, this generation. The energy is very different than the last 4 years or in any years that we've ever lived through. This is a pinpoint year, and the things will never be the same again. But this is going to be very positive. I assure you of that. This is a year of gathering information. And that's because it's been 240 years since we've had this cycle. So we really don't know what to expect. So we're going to be gathering information. More information about the cosmos. More information about the physics of matter. More information about spirituality, how everything is working together, And I will be talking about this as we move throughout the year of 2024. When you get out on overwhelm or you're confused, here's an affirmation for you. I'm welcoming in the expansion and higher consciousness of love. I'm welcoming in the expansion and higher consciousness of love. Begin to work with the new spiritual chakras and the 10th chakra of the higher self, which is the heart center of the light body, the 10th chakra. The circle of light is very healing and very powerful right now. And I do have a meditation that you can get helping you work with the circle of light. Just go to my email or website and I can get it out to you. 2024 is about expanding our consciousness of love. The new energy is getting us in touch with our multidimensionality in a much bigger way. Our sense of oneness, of interconnection with all living things, animals, trees, birds, plants, snails, everything. We're going to have a much greater sense of being in the flow of interconnectedness, finding that everything is alive, even rocks are alive. And we just have to be a part of the flow of life. The sense of heart expansion and love is the important focus of 2024. I'm going to say it again. The sense of heart expansion and love is the important focus of 2024. We do have a very unstable geomagnetics right now. We're in solar cycle 25, and these cycles last for 11 years. You can find out more about that by going to some of the websites that talk about the solar flares in space. The peak of this particular cycle has been pulled back in time to 2024, this year. So we will be seeing a lot of solar activity. At times that can feel very destabilizing because there's so much new information coming to us from the far galaxies. But remember, this new information, they are ingredients for our revolution. They're ingredients. This is happening quickly, so please see it in context. Don't just see it as, oh my goodness, now I can't sleep, or now I can't stay awake. Whichever place you're at, I've been there. Aches, pains, tinnitus, or whatever. See it as I'm welcoming in these new ingredients for this evolution. They are going to make me and take me to a higher place than I've ever been before in my consciousness. And some of this, of course, is the plasma coming in from the center of space, which is going to make you wiser and more loving and more understanding. It's remarkable to think that the change is happening in deep space because the cosmos are one in consciousness. And this change that's happening in deep space affects every single cell in our body. It's all one flow. And we are just one fraction, one minute part of the cosmos experiencing this flow of energy. And I think it's a good way of thinking about it. Instead of thinking that we are separate victims being kicked around by some very unusual energy. We are oneness, we are one consciousness, and we are in the flow. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. It's wonderful to be in the flow. The second part of January is about expansion. What can we envision outside of the box? Outside of our comfort zone, that can bring in possibilities that we never imagined before. This has helped along by Uranus energies on the 23rd, which is Tuesday. Think, oh boy, we've got this big new vista, this huge new consciousness, our new modeling clay for us to create our reality. And we're going to create our reality from within, not from without. Yesterday, January 20th, was a very big day. We had the sun come in together with Pluto at the very last minute of Capricorn, 29 degrees, 59 minutes. It's almost like an exclamation point, but it couldn't be louder than that very last degree. I absolutely had to go to bed. I had to take a very strange nap. I felt like I was floating and out of my body. And at the last hour of the 20th, they both dipped into Aquarius, which is a very different energy, and will be in Aquarius for 9 months in 2024. Pluto dips back into Capricorn briefly from September 2nd to November 19th of this year, and then it goes back into Aquarius for the next 20 years. This is not a one-time thing or a one-day wonder. It is the beginning of us learning about and walking through the beginning of a 20-year transit. This will run for many of us for the rest of our lives. That is why it's such a big deal that the energy will be very different from all previous energy and all previous years you've ever lived and all previous lives you've probably ever lived. The themes are very clear. Think French Revolution or the American Revolution. The energy will expand the revolutionary energy and begin a gradual shift of power back to the people. Because the American Revolution was the last time that Pluto was in Aquarius. That was a long time ago. Look at what's happening in Germany in the past few days with the German farmers. It's people coming together and saying no to the powers that be. We are not going along with your policy. We are going to stand our ground. Whatever you think about the protest, just see it in a bigger picture and try not to drop into the polarity of right, wrong, blue, red, or all any of that old 3D stuff, because that won't get you anywhere. Look at the big picture. What is the purpose of our evolution at this time? Pluto moving into Aquarius is a very purposeful part of our evolution as a humanity. Something significant may happen this week when Pluto moves into a new sign. The first thing that did happen was Ron DeSantis stopped running for president. And that was a move. And throughout its stay, it usually reveals corruption. It's partly rules deep hidden secrets, falsehoods, lies, and deceits around the symbol of that sign. And Pluto is hidden secrets. When it moved into Capricorn in 2008, we had a financial crisis because Capricorn represents big business, banks, corporations, stock market, that kind of thing. When Pluto moved into Aquarius, the energy will initiate corruption around science, technology, galactic beings, healing, medical research, electricity, hidden agendas around all the things that Aquarius is known for. There will be a lot revealed that the public is not aware of, and it won't all come out in January, but it will flow out over the next few months. What Pluto is doing is reigniting the grand conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn that happened back in 2020. It was on the winter solstice, 12/21/20, and that powerful energy began a new 800-year cycle. For the first 299 years of this cycle, it's going to be repetitive. Reliable annual conjunctions will happen in all air signs. This has set some new for social, economic, and political cycles. It's a backdrop. It's an urge. It's an energy. This will reconstruct society, economics, and the political structure. That is a very, very clear message of Pluto moving out of Capricorn and into Aquarius. Top-down structure, moving towards the creation of horizontal structure, communities, collaboration, ordinary people coming together. It's embryonic and it's happening all over the world. This is very, very tangible and it's happening everywhere. With Pluto being in that final degree of Capricorn, the energy tends to be expressed in the shadow. That means that issue around top-down control and power may get louder, but be very hollow, empty. Louder because there's a greater struggle with some to hang on to the status quo and the previous power structure, Capricorn. This will be particularly strong around January, September, October, and November, when Pluto is hovering over that last degree in Capricorn. It is the end of Capricorn, the beginning of Aquarius, the end of the old, and the beginning of the new. There is no doubt that this year is going to be a massive year of change. When I say it will all get louder, I think there will be a greater attempt to hold on to the status quo. But we can all feel that it's way more hollow. We can feel in the energy that it's moving towards a new society, a whole new future. This is where the life force is going. So this is where the energy is going. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to take a break, and we're going to have our weekly cosmic tip. And then I will give you more information on what we can expect during these changes. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of January 22nd through January 28th, 2024. A T-square could have everyone on edge on Monday, so try not to work with a team. People may not take criticism very well. Fights and struggles begin that surround the recent findings in world politics. This will bring deep sadness to the world. Things must be talked out and settled as we walk through the dark night of the soul. The grumps continue on Tuesday, when people will be quick to anger and even bring up arguments from the past. However, Venus enters Capricorn from January 23rd through February 16th. Although this is not a comfortable sign for the goddess of love, it can be highly productive in manifesting your desires and visions in the material world. Take the time to bring that talent into reality. Wednesday, the middle of the week, is calm in the eye of the storm. Schedule your meetings and social events today to take advantage of the peace and quiet while it lasts. Thursday brings us another T-square involving Jupiter and Pluto, bringing in an explosive tone that could erupt at any moment, seemingly out of nowhere. The moon urges you to move away from disruptive people who only squash your spirit and individuality. If you can remember this, then the harsh energy will have massive benefits for you. Take that deep breath and focus on your heart center while allowing any disturbances to flow past you. Uranus ends its retrograde cycle on Friday, January 26th. It's been retrograde since August of 2023. Inventive ideas and new ways to increase your freedom that have been on hold are beginning to get traction. Finally, all the outer planets that have been retrograde for so long are moving in forward motion. It's time to step out of your comfort zone and try something new, including meeting new people. Major disputes can lead to attacks and violence. There are disagreements, so watch what you say and do so as not to offend others. The entire world is feeling this conflicting energy as well. While this work week, the first one since Pluto changed signs, is full of chaos and drama, the weekend is more flowing, fun-loving, and free. Saturday, the moon enters Leo, and the moon's placement here will lighten things up a bit and give a clear vision for moving forward. There begins to be a solution to the recent events that have caused the chaos. Furthermore, now things can really begin to move forward, as all the planets are now direct until the 1st of April, when Mercury will go retrograde. This day is a great time to spend with family and friends, and perhaps enjoy a romantic lunch with your sweetie. The day is packed with upbeat, positive energy. It's also a good time to do your physical workout or work at completing your backlog of chores. Lazy Sunday is incredibly harmonious. It's a wonderful day for romance, art, creativity, and socializing. This is a special day with so many planets casting a trine, the aspect of luck. They are all in fire signs and indicate inspiration and creativity. The moon is in Leo and other fire signs all day, and there is a grand trine with Venus and Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, and Uranus. This is the most auspicious day of the month. Use the energy to create and manifest anything you truly desire. It's a day of great learning and discoveries as well. This is one of the best date nights of January. If you're looking for a reliable partner who will have your back through thick and thin, then this energy will more than likely bring you the satisfaction with your search. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back, and that was our weekly cosmic tip. By the way, I want you all to know that I write it out every week, and it's always on my website, which is new-visions.com, and you can go and read it if you missed any of it. Now, let's look at the areas of science and technology and become alert of what's happening there. All through 24 and 25, we will see transformation and metamorphosis in the financial areas, which is Taurus, in the communication area, which is Gemini, and new inventions, new technology will be coming in at great speed. This will be accelerated around April and May, the April eclipses, and then Jupiter moves into Gemini in May. This is also letting go of your means of security. Listen to me carefully. You're letting go of what we have perceived as old methods and old means of safety and security, because they are going to change radically. And yes, I mean the stock market and the banks. That's going to be very exciting, and many of us will be able to thrive as we flow through these changes. Make the decision to thrive and be joyful. That is so important. Hey, this is not a dress rehearsal. We have to be joyful in our lives. It's so easy to be in fear, anxiety, doom, and gloom, but that isn't helping us. It isn't helping anyone who is suffering. It may feel as if you are being selfish and self-indulgent to feel joy, but that is one of the best things that you can do. It's very simple. Meditation anywhere in the world. I have set up years ago, maybe 20 years ago, Sunday night meditation, 7 o'clock for 15 to 30 minutes. Embracing spiritual frontiers. Coming together. There's no Zoom links. There's no notifications. There's just the vibration of the universe along with your focused heartbeat. You can step into the energy and join your Earth and galactic family. Join the frequency. Expand your, embrace your expansions. Feel uplifted and growth. You will feel uplifted. And the growth comes automatically. Imagine that we're all holding hands around the world and visualize your vision of what you want to bring to the planet. Visualize our new planet. Plan to stay in that energy for at least 15 minutes. The vibration of love, the vibration of joy, gratitude, service, compassion, and add freedom. Freedom and the human rights are going to be big issues this year. And that's what we're fighting for. And that's what's going to win out. Imagine that you are stepping into your light body. Imagine that you are levitating. Imagine that you are flying. Have that sense of being utterly unencumbered. Do not be held down in any way. You are gravity free. Set an intention that is for your highest good and the highest good of all concerned. Always set that intention when you're doing this work or helping with others. This is one of the best things that you can do to help raise the collective and to change the quantum wave structure for everyone. It's intention for your highest good and the highest good of all concerned. People are having beautiful experiences doing this. People put their animals in the energy. Others will put the energy over a war zone, whatever you want to uplift. Even the ocean shore and where they're having flooding problems. And as they're doing it, they start to see the vortexes, spinning circles of light. Spinning and spinning like the great dervish and gaining strength and gaining power as the light becomes bigger and brighter as it spreads across the earth. It's amazing. So many people from different geographies are reporting the same vision. So while sitting on your couch at home, you can join in the building a force field of light and love. This has to manifest by the law of physics. It has to manifest in the world. Now, it may manifest in tiny ways in your own reality, but we are still helping and feeding the collective. You cannot take yourself out of it. We are all one. You just cannot take yourself out of the collective. Decide to thrive. Decide to feel joy. Decide to laugh. When's the last time you laughed? We used to laugh a lot as kids. But we don't so much as adults. Within 7 days of the sun joining Pluto in Aquarius, which was yesterday, Uranus, the ruler of Aquarius, becomes direct. This is the final planet to turn direct from last summer. And now they are all building momentum. Mercury will retrograde in April for 3 weeks, but beyond that short time, they are all direct until June, when Pluto will retrograde again. This will really create a feeling of forward movement. If you have anything in Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, or Aquarius, between 18 and 22 degrees, you're going to be feeling a kind of restlessness, an urgency, a stirring for the need of newness, variety. This is Uranus, signaling what you have already outgrown and showing it to you loud and clear. This will be very powerful in the upcoming week, and we will be feeling this energy for about 2 weeks in and out of the energies. We're going to hear about Biden. We're going to hear about Harris. We're going to hear about Fauci. I told you a long time ago that Fauci would be the first person to really face what he did to the world. The forward motion of Pluto will coincide with that Uranus energy. Around the 27th, give or take a week or two, we could see more seismic activity. Another earthquake in Turkey. Several earth events. There will be many this year. There will be political earthquakes, financial earthquakes, with Uranus and Aquarius linked together this year. We will see a lot more electrical magnetism, both natural and beings living in a massive electromagnetic field. So we're going to see these beings from other worlds living in a vibrating electromagnetic field. I believe a lot of them are in the Andes over South America, as well as in the rainforest. We are very familiar with EMF, and we are learning how to deal with them. They have become a bigger part of the soup, the electromagnetic soup of field. We will have to deal with problems in aviation, power outages, power surges, cyber attacks, shocks, surprises, and truth coming to light. Also, galactic beings and galactic news. The energy is going to be very volatile. I want to go back to the galactic beings and galactic news. We're supposed to have revelation about them, but I don't think it's going to really be present until about 2027. So we have a few more years to go. The energy will be very volatile this year because we have had so much more high-frequency light coming in. It's stirring up the old dusty, murky cockroaches and webs in the corners, low vibration energy. This energy will dissolve. It will crumble and crack, but there will be volatility at every level because what is coming is at a high energetic level, the invisible level. And it affects the earth. It affects every individual and every cell of every individual. It's energetic. It's going to cause major earth events, whether it's political, economic, biological. There's an entire stepladder of volatility. So stay in peace. Do whatever it takes to get yourself into the higher energies. Just think, I am now butter melting in the sun. I thought that was a great picture. I'm now butter melting in the sun. Mars is squaring the nodal axis and is bringing in victim consciousness. I wrote a book, it was my first book. It's called Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? There are a lot of good energetic activity that you can do to help yourself stay out of victim consciousness in that book. So you might want to get a copy. It's on Amazon. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? Chiron is in Aries and is conjuncting the Aries South Node. That's the I am-ness. Your sense of individuality, your sense of sovereignty. This full moon at 5 degrees Leo is in the middle of these massive energies. Where does it fall in your chart? Where is your Leo? What house is it in? What is it bringing to completion for you? Nothing is behind the scenes anymore, but very much is in the foreground. Ron DeSantis just withdrew from the presidential race. I knew he would do that while he was in Iowa. And that's when the decision was made. However, Trump is not well at this time. He has a very low energy. DeSantis has endorsed him, but I feel Trump's weakness at this time. Now, I'm very neutral, but I like to send prayers to people that are weak. So if you choose to, it would be good to send prayers. It's also good to send prayers to the Ukraine and to the war in the Middle East and to anybody else that you feel needs it. Leo is in the sign most connected to the heart. This moon is opposite the sun and Pluto in Aquarius. It's about bringing balance to the head, Aquarius, to the heart, Leo. So when you close your eyes, focus on the breath. This will expand the heart center. The heart sends more energy to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. So this breath work helps the heart balance and align with the brain. This is where you can optimize your health and infect others with your wonderful upbeat energy. This is the heart energy. Leo is the sign of the king, the sign of sovereignty. Are you a leader? Are you a leader in your own life? And can you honestly say yes to that question? I stand strong in my sovereignty, not aggressive in any way or assertive, because I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. This is a powerful place to be as a co-creator. And your little sentence can be, I stand strong in my sovereignty. Next month, on February 10th, we enter the sign of the water dragon. That's the Chinese New Year. That harmonizes with this full moon because it's a water dragon. And this moon rules over water. The energy has a very powerful moral compass. You have to be in integrity as well as in your truth, which is very much Leo. This energy is about bringing justice to where people have lied and bringing this false arrogance down to the earth. This is very linked to the oceans and the water as well. Flooding, irrigation, and out on overwhelm. A flooding of too much information. Any part of these things can throw the planet off balance. The incoming psychic and cosmic energies can feel very overwhelming. We can work on our body positions, like tilting the head or maybe bending over to the left sideways, so we can welcome these energies in. Instead of resisting them, don't be victimized thinking. Don't think I can't cope. Find another way to receive the energies. You know, this is your ascension. This is your evolution. Create an easier flow, an easier sense of receiving. I hope I'm making myself sense here. I have such a short period of time to explain everything to you. We also have a fixed grand cross. A fixed grand cross is immovable. This energy has enormous grit and determination, and it sees things through. Jupiter forms a T-square to the moon, sun, and Pluto, and is going to magnify whatever is happening. It's going to expand it, and it's going to blow it out of proportion. This could well be a big Earth seismic event with Jupiter and Uranus in Earth signs. Remember, This is part of forming the new earth, one of our strongest signs, and can bring us new wild food. This is how the islands of Hawaii were formed. Think of the symbolism. Uranus in Taurus, which would be new land. Although all through 2024, the earth is doing her adjustments to this energy. I know a lot of eruption will be happening. Land will fall into the sea, and a new land will emerge elsewhere. And this new land will be fertile with all kinds of algae and nutrients that will be brought up to the surface. Some of this will alleviate toxins and will help produce regenerative medicine over time. It's very shamanistic. So this fifth grand cross that we're having is very powerful. Now we're going to take a break and we're going to listen to the Age of Aquarius plus a few messages. I'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and it sounds like everybody's getting ready for the Age of Aquarius. But you know, as I was working this week, getting all this together, I did feel some land in the world that were under a threat. I know I had mentioned Turkey because I feel like there could be another quake there. I also feel Key West, Florida, some of the islands in the Atlantic, and surprisingly, I feel something with Mexico City. I think I mentioned that once before. So let's send some good energy, some powerful energy to those areas and help them stay safe. Remember, this is very shamanic. The shamans knew years ago how to work with energy, and we all can learn. We're running late, so I have a little bit more for you, and then we'll go into the meditation. Leo is known for the I arrived, now we can start. They're known for the ego. Leo is attached to the acting world, as well as to people of prominence, people in the limelight. With all the developments that are going on right now, and many of you are aware of it, secrets are going to come out to the light. And that's Pluto aspecting the sun and moon regarding people of prominence. And there are two that are out there right now. One is Fauci and the other is Hunter Biden. But there are places throughout the world that are having problems. I know that the royal family is having problems. And there's problems with other rulers, other kings. The secrets are coming to the light regarding science and technology, and they're just beginning to emerge. This full moon is shining a light brightly on what we didn't know before, and it's going to come up and come out. And for some people, they're going to go into fear, and for some people, they're going to go into disbelief. I hope you people go into peace, breathe deeply, and go into the heart. Mercury and Mars are conjuncting Capricorn tightly. This affects math. It affects finances. And this is good for a quick mind, quick thinking. Also for strategic and long-term thinking, which is what you people have to be doing right now. It also can bring some sharp words. So take that breath, particularly in the social media. This can bring brilliant forward thinking around issues of growing food, around financial aspects, as well as some increased development with digitalization. Okay, didn't say that too right. We are aware that the money will become digital this year. We need to diversify, and we need to keep some cash as well. Remember, this is not going to be top-down. It's going to be horizontal and across, and that's good. It's going to be an unexpectedly surprising year. Anything goes. So begin to do some simple things, especially with food. Grow greens at your window, especially if you're in this city or in an apartment. Microgreens are incredibly nutritious. So grow them as a fallback that you may need just in case. Because I know we're going to have delivery problems of food and supplies in the store, probably late spring and summer. It's one of the questions of this Aquarian energy, and what it's asking you are the rules that we play by the right ones? I love that question. Are the rules that we play by the right ones for now, for where we're in, particularly since we're in a new era, a new energy? Are they the right ones now? Remember to ask that question with love. That is going to be the absolute guideline this year. Everything from love. Everything from the heart. Everything from our spiritual sovereignty. Everything from the inside out. This will be a very dramatic time. But Leo loves drama. You know that. I can't see how it won't be dramatic. Then we love to move. And we love drama. February, as we go into February, it's going to be an electric month. So we're going to worry about power outages. We're going to worry about electricity per se. And there are things that are going to happen that I can't even pick up on. It's going to be electric in many different ways. So for the rest of January, let's have those simple helpers in place. Find out about growing herbs and food so that you could have it there for you immediately if anything does happen. Some other simple things that you can have in place is doing breath work, doing that kundalini yoga, candle gazing, scrying. Sometimes that will give you some extra messages from the universe. And there's always listening to Richard Shulman and his sacred music. Listening to the birds, going out for a walk in nature, whatever that simple process is for you, have it in place so that at any second you can drop down inside to that center, to that zero point, to that stillness, to that state of being. Have all of that handy now. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Don't think you can start next week. You want to be able to feel a sense of humanity coming together. That's the age of Aquarius. And that's what's coming. And this is absolutely going to be a guideline this year. Working from love, working from upliftment, working for the good of all concerned. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are at the end of the show. We're going to have the meditation. We're going to listen to Nat King Cole talk about love all over the world. And we'll have William remind us about the moonlight, and then we'll have Richard. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week with a lot more about February and marching on into March. I love you all. I'm glad that you're listening. Would love to hear from you if you have any questions. And so, with the heart, the head, and the hand, I bid you good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, Feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.